right. The South African Human Rights Commission met with the family of 13-year-old Enoch Mpianzi earlier today to offer their legal help. There are now two investigations into Enoch's death last week during that orientation camp. The Northwest Police are investigating. The Gauteng Education Department has also launched an internal investigation that could take months. So what happens right now? Let's talk to the Gauteng head at the South African Human Rights Commission, Buang Jones. Buang, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon.
You approached the family. What prompted the SAHRC to do that?
Well, we were prompted by the fact that this is a family of asylum seekers who are indigent. And we were also prompted by the fact that as the custodian of the Bill of Rights, we are required to provide legal assistance where there are human rights violations. And it is our considered view that in this matter that a number of rights have been violated.
What happened in that meeting?
The meeting was to firstly to give the family an opportunity to consider our offer, which they accepted, and it was also to obtain instructions on how going forward we should deal with this matter. The family has given the commission full authority to proceed and to pursue civil action against the Department of Education in Gauteng, the school, and other role players. We would like to pursue those individuals in their own capacities, those who are involved in this incident. The family has also urged the commission to conduct a site visit, and we have agreed, and this will happen tomorrow. We are going to embark on a site visit to the place where Enoch lost his life.
What kind of pressure can you apply in order to make sure that this process, these investigations, are not drawn out, that this family doesn't have to go through the pain of months of speculation and very few facts?
Well, regarding this matter, we will not follow the normal investigative route. We have decided to institute legal proceedings. However, the family has indicated that they are also amenable to an amicable settlement, and we stand ready to play a mandatory role as the South African Human Rights Commission between the department, the school, and the family. And we hope that we'll find each other and reach an amicable settlement in the interest of all parties.
Have you begun those discussions with the school?
We have not begun those discussions. I think the challenge at the moment is that we've been hearing conflicting versions from the school and other role players. And that is why we want to embark on this visit or fact-finding mission tomorrow to ascertain and establish the circumstances that led to the tragic death of Enoch. And once we have established all the facts, will then be in a position to engage with other role players. But our instructions are to sue, and obviously the school would have to instruct their own lawyers probably to defend or to engage with us with a view of settling this matter amicably.
I mean, when it comes to those indemnity forms that the parents had to sign, legally, if I'm correct, those indemnity forms are invalid because the school was supposedly negligent. Am I correct?
Come again?
The indemnity forms, how much protection does that offer the school?
Well, the effect thereof is it only minimizes their liability. But this case is special in the sense that there was, it is apparent from all the versions we've obtained, that there was gross negligence. And once there's gross negligence, then we have to then pursue this matter to its logical conclusion. And that is why we are going to take this matter to court, because we don't think that the indemnity clause precludes us from suing any party.
When you talk about conflicting versions, where do the stories deviate?
Well, the circumstances surrounding his disappearance and death, I think the information is still a bit sketchy at the moment. The family, they are still unclear as to what transpired, and we really have to establish what happened. We'll also touch base with the South African Police Service. We'll contact the detective so that when we file our lawsuit, we have covered everything.
The camp itself, when you go tomorrow for a site visit, because of course there are so many questions around the life jackets, the parents being told that they needed to supply the life jackets, which is something I've certainly never, you know, on all the camps, that a life jacket needs to be supplied. Is that one of the things you're going to be looking into?
Yes, it's one of the things we'll be looking into. And we also look at the possible negligence on the part of the campsite. You know, what role did they play? So it's part of our endeavor to establish what happened. They could possibly be cited as one of the parties in our case. But at the moment, we will approach our inspection tomorrow with an open mind, and we hope that they will cooperate with the commission, and anyone who obstructs our investigations commits a criminal offense. And I hope they will not do that. They will allow us to conduct our inspection without any interference.
Could this legal action ultimately end up with a cash settlement?
Yes, it is possible. It is possible that it could end up with a monetary settlement, and the family is not averse to that. But I think what is most important for the family is for those who are responsible to also be criminally prosecuted and to establish the correctness of these versions that have been put forward by the school as to what happened.
Buang Jones, thank you so much. Buang, of course, the Gauteng head at the South African Human Rights Commission, SAHRC, will be visiting that campsite in the Yati Bush Breaks. That's just outside Brits tomorrow.